This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast coming to you, from New Griffin Park on a day when Ivan Toney returns, the king as they call him, returns to New Griffin Park. And Christ almighty, what a game, what a day, what a load of pottiness has gone on here. Final score, the mighty, mighty Bees 3, Nottingham Forest overspending and cheating Nottingham Forest 2. And I have to say, I don't even know. I've been so looking forward to this game, and it's lived up to all my expectations. Ivan Toney scored, Forest scored, Brentford scored, Malpay scored. Absolutely brilliant. What a game.
Did we win?
We won!
Is it over? Yeah, what a game, mate. Nervous always, but we played well. Actually, Forest were good on the break, not very good at the back. Bit like us, really. I thought it's exactly the game we expected, really. Nervous, you know, what a surprise. You get a £100 million striker back and we look better. You know, he's a class act, and not just the goal, but the balls, or the leadership. You know, we've missed all of our quality players, haven't we? And you suddenly see the difference. Reguilon looks like a proper player when he comes on. Yeah, all of a sudden we're singing Toney and Brandon Bumo.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Listen, Thomas, how was that? How was that for you?
Amazing, yeah. Yes.
I mean, listen, you've seen loads of Bees games here as well. It's Premier League, and yeah, ups and downs. But, I mean, this has got to be the most exciting game this season, isn't it?
Maybe West Ham, but this is second in main.
And when they went ahead, what did you think?
Again, it's happening again.
But, you've got to have faith, don't you?
Always have faith.
You've got to have the faith, but we had the faith, and the Bees came in and we smashed them off the park.
Never in doubt.
You Bees. What a game. Tell you something, what a game, what a result. I tell you something, I haven't counted down 70 minutes and I was counting down that game. And I haven't done that since, I'd say, the Championship. Pretty much the Championship, actually. I've never done that again. Probably the playoff semi-final against Bournemouth was the last time I was counting down like that. Amazing.
It wasn't pretty. We need to show more control and a bit more quality. Oh. But today was about the result. The talisman has returned. We got over the line. We'll get better. We've got better players coming back. Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll get out of this.
Listen, we need probably two more wins to stay up. Yeah. Don't be nervous, though. You know what I'm saying? We got till May to get them two wins. Don't worry, mate.
And this is a man that's counting down from 70 minutes.
Yeah, still. Because we wanted to win this game. Oh, that's the one. What a game.
Well, I mean, it was kind of at one point looking like which team was going to be worse, but we came through it. Ivan made a big difference today, but we had better shape, and just, wow, just so happy to have won.
Listen, Bees are on fire. Your defence is terrified. The Bees are on fire. Your defence is terrified. Do you think their defence was terrified?
Their defence looked pretty fucking shonky at times, I have to say. Centre-backs did all right.
Here we go. Sorry, just excuse me while we have a dance. We have a little jump up. We ain't had a jump up for a while, you know what I'm saying? We haven't won since Christ, about November or something like that. So excuse me while we'll have a jump up and then I'll come back to the and I'll come back to you Reds. So you were saying?
Yeah, sorry, I'm rudely interrupting myself by singing badly. Yeah, they, I mean, when we work the ball, when we run at them, we look good. When we don't look good. And some of that's confidence. And today will give us a lot of confidence back. So what a great day to be at this ground watching the Bees. A little bit of magic under the lights again. And to be fair, great goal by Neil to win it as well.
Great goal by Neil Malpay. What a game, what a game. What atmosphere. Just like, it's just so great. Right, listen, we haven't won for such a long time. A year, it's going to be nervous. We come out there, it's going to be nervous. We've thrown in Ivan Toney. There's been a lot of hype about him delivering today. We went behind. He took that free kick. I've said no chance. The angle of the free kick that we had, I said no chance. And I've got no idea how he got it around that wall. Got no idea.
Neither do I. Some people are saying he moved the ball a couple of inches to give himself a better angle. But, you know, he's the vital missing link. Whatever he's been, whatever he's done, we've got to be, you know, he's rewarded us. He's paid us back tonight. Probably those goals, the goals that he scored tonight, the goals that he will score in hopefully when he stays with us until the end of the season, are the goals that will keep us up. Absolutely, we needed to win today. We've done the business. Credit to all the team, or we must have been under real, real pressure. We've done it. We've done it. We're safe. We'll keep going on, and let's bring on the Spurs.
You bees. Listen, I'm really happy. I'm really happy. I've come out early today. My Panthers football match was iced off. Two matches were iced off. So I was literally out on the town from about 10 o'clock this morning. I was in Richmond at the Ted Lasso pub. We did a few other pubs in Richmond before coming down here. And we got ourselves right on form. And so, all I needed, personally, because I'm selfish, was a win. Yeah. And we got that win, didn't we?
We got that win. It was a really exciting game. A little nerve-wracking in certain places. I thought the first 15 minutes we gave them the ball far too much. They scored that really early goal, which was just like a punt from outside the box. But I thought we started to get the game. We took control of that game after the first 15 minutes or so, and I thought we played the best throughout the game. I thought we certainly deserved the win. Three cracking goals. I mean. I mean, what was wrong with their wall that we managed? That Toney managed to get that ball in from the free kick. Amazing. Mee's header was unstoppable, and Mopo's trickery for the third goal was superb. But yeah, great performance, great atmosphere. Really enjoyed the day. 3-2 win, superb, fantastic.
UBs. We got the Cheshire Bees in the house. Hold on a second. Excuse me, I'll talk to you in a minute. I'm just having a little dance. All right, I've had my dance. I'm celebrating. Come on. Because there's a party going on right here. The Bees have won, and we're going to give them lots of cheer. We've got Steve's, hold on, DJ Steve's from,
hello,
from the Corrupt FM in the house. Hold on, back to you.
Yes, you lot.
Tell me, what was going on today? That was one big win, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was a scrap. It was like tops off straightener outside the pub sort of levels. It was proper scrap business, but yeah. It was amazing, man. I'm so happy we got there.
I mean, Forest came down here, and the fact is that we know that Forest don't really like us, okay? That's a fact, you know. They wouldn't sell them.
Yeah.
They'd rather take a 10-point penalty deduction than sell us Brennan Johnson. And that goes deep, though, doesn't it? That goes deep. So you can see out there today, they wanted the win.
Yeah.
And when they got that early goal, were you a little bit nervous?
I'm not going to lie. It took the wind out of our sails a little bit. But, you know, we came back. We had a bit of hype. We had Toney back. You know what I mean? We wanted it, so we just had to sort of bounce back from that early little. It was like an early sort of one of those like early blows that you get in that just like knocks the wind out of your sails a little bit. But we bounced back, man. We were all right.
You mentioned Ivan Toney, and I haven't really talked about him with everybody else because we just talked about the win. Ivan Toney, how important was he today? How good was he today? Listen, he's been out for 8 months, so he's a bit of a rusty nail, though.
Oh, he's the don, man. I just want to see more, so I'm excited to see the rest of the season, how he steps up. And you can see he's been practicing his free kicks at the very least.
And listen, I'm going to ask you a final question. This game today, a lot of people were nervous about the relegation. With me, as you know, I'm glass half full. I'm thinking, no, mate, the season finishes in May. Right, not now, okay? Do you think this was the turnaround game for us?
I mean, it can't hurt, can it? It's definitely giving us a little bit more optimism. It's a little bit more of a cushion. So, yeah, I think we'll be all right. I always thought we'd be all right, but this is like, we sort of needed this just to be able to ride out the difficult fixtures we got coming up. And, you know, we're good, man. We're good.
Yubbies.
Sorry.
Got the interruption in the place there with the DJ Steve from Corrupt FM in the house as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? People just say nothing. He won't say nothing. He was saying lots about the mighty Bees, because they absolutely smashed the Nottingham Forest, who their fans have gone home. They've gone home already because they just knew that they could not compete against the mighty Boys. Cheshire Bees in the house. You're happy, aren't you?
Billy, I talked to you at half time and I said I'd only talk to you if we won. So call me a fair weather supporter. But we just got it over the line, didn't we? Today, it was all about Ivan Toney. It was in the stars. We were going to turn up. We would have a walk home. A real easy game. But it wasn't quite like that, was it? After 2 minutes, they scored a good goal. We got a goal back. We made it hard work. We went 2-1 up. We thought we were going to again 3-1. 2-2. Maupai, what a turn.
What a great goal.
And what a message back to all the Everton fans to say what a crock of shit he's not.
3 goals in 3 games as well.
Prolific.
That's right. And the thing is, listen, and as we are, because we do the manners as well, I'm going to say as well, Forest as well. Forest were good on the break. Forest were good on the ball. Forest caused us problems, didn't they?
They did, considering they didn't have Gibbs-White, they didn't have Alanga, they had the old guys away in the African Cup. They had a depleted squad. We just got over the line. Let's make no bones about it. Big 3 points. We just got over the line.
But we've got about 37 players out as well. So, you know what I'm saying? So it all evens itself out.
If you don't mind, I'm going to have a few beers tonight.
Yes, that's right. It's a Cheshire Bee. Come on, let's talk to me about that. How happy are you?
I'm very happy.
And tell me why.
Because it was a 3.5 train journey down. And we won.
And you won. Listen, Ivan Toney. There's a lot of hype about Ivan Toney. Did he live up to the hype today?
Yes, of course.
And why is that?
Just the king.
The king is back. Yubbies. Listen, I've got Kiefer Boy in the house. Original Isleworth Massive in the house here. Original Ernie Howe's best mate from back in the day. All you old schoolers, we know him, Ernie Howe. Yeah, I know he played for QPR. I know he played for Fulham. But we won't put that against my cousin, because he'd come down to Brentford all the time back in the day, the old Griffin Park. But your first visit to the new Griffin Park. Tell me,
wicked.
What were your vibes?
Absolutely wicked. Yeah. Lovely, lovely, wicked place. Enjoy the game.
And the game today, I mean, obviously, like Brentford, again, yeah. The last time you saw them, we were in Division 3. You know what I'm saying?
Division 4.
We were in Division 4, and your boy was mascot as
That's
well.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
And there was,
yeah.
And there was a little bit of an altercation with a policeman, if I remember rightly. But we won't talk about that, will we? Yeah, that policeman was not very nice. It was not very nice. Yeah, but
lovely.
Yeah, but things are... different. Is it very different now?
Beautiful, beautiful game. Beautiful stadium. Absolutely A1.
And the game today, Brentford went behind. Were you a bit nervous when they went behind?
Little bit nervous. On tender hooks, but they come through with quality. Very, very good.
And that final goal from Maupay, what a goal.
Wow, what can I say? Tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. Wicked.
So there we go. Listen, fans in the house, fans in the place. As you can hear, it must be love. You've got Suggs in the place. Chelsea fan singing, cheering on the Brentford, beating the Nottingham Forest today. There you go. And the Forest fans are running up and down. The Forest players.
They shouldn't be on our pitch.
Yeah, they shouldn't be on the pitch, you know what I'm saying? He's not been here for 20-odd years and he still knows that. Like, these Forest players running up and down, like I'm saying. They thought that they can come here and control.
There's no control.
Nah, mate, they've got no control. It must be love. The steward's trying to get rid of us. Okay. It must be love. Love is the best. The bees are the best. Are you happy?
I'm very happy.
Why?
Why? Yeah. Because we won after 6 games of...
And
seeing Ivan back, I'm absolutely delighted. And my nephew's wife is here. It's only her second game since 2014. She's American, and I'm telling him she's got to bring her back next time, because we need her. She was a lucky charm today.
You bees. Yes, bees walking back. Actually, we're out the stadium now. We're walking back. And tell yourself, I've never seen so many happy people, so many smiling people in a long, long time. We wanted this win. We needed this win. The pressure was on.
Ivan Toney, everyone was talking about Ivan Toney coming back. Is he going to come and rescue the bees? People are talking up all sorts of nonsense stories saying that he's the one because he's out the team, so we're not doing well. He comes back in, he's going to do well, which is nonsense. We know it's all about the injuries as well, which has not helped us. And yeah, we played a game today. We know we're unable to keep a clean sheet. We couldn't keep a clean sheet today, but as we always said, we can score goals, create the opportunities. We scored the goals today, and we scored three goals. We let in two. And that's all that matters, isn't it, Scary Carey?
It was, and you know what? It didn't go according to the script, did it? First, what was it? 3-4 minutes, whatever. They fluked a shot from outside the box. It went in, and you sort of think,
oh no,
this is going to be a hard 90, or as it turned out, 110 minutes.
Yes.
But we got ourselves back in the game. All of their shots were from outside the box, really.
Yeah.
They were a bit... They didn't really cause us a lot of drama, but...
I'm going to ask you this question, right? Yep. Okay, as you know, and it's interesting, Sergi Canos recently scored this screamer of a goal from outside the box, right, for Valencia, is his team. And when he scored it, because, you know, Sergi's now doing the old tell all. The lack of manners. He goes, oh, when I was at Brentford, they wouldn't allow me to shoot from outside the box, except for when he scored that goal against Reading, but we won't talk about that. But anyway, yeah, so he's like going, I'm saying... Right, but he said, they won't allow me to shoot from outside the box. So obviously, and we know this, we know that when you shoot from outside the box, low XG, which means that you've got a very low, probably like a 5% or 3% chance of scoring. But if you're a good player, you can score. Okay, so we try and stop our players from doing that, get the ball in the box so you've got a better chance of scoring. But them, they're probably thinking, we might as well have a go. Now, I'm asking you, do you think they're doing that because they think... Their goalkeeper, we've got every opportunity of scoring if we shoot against them, with all due respect, Mark Flecken.
I'm sure that's a factor, because, you know, everyone knows about XG these days, you know what it's all about, and...
Well, not
I'm
everyone.
Sure, well, so your chances of scoring from shooting outside the box are smaller than if you're tapping it in from 5 yards. Should you shoot from outside the box in certain situations? Certainly you should. Is their manager telling them to shoot from outside the box because they think they've got a higher chance of scoring in this game than other games? I think they probably did say that. Yeah. I think it's a factor, and it paid off. So you can't really argue with it, can you? But they scored that goal. They scored their other goal, which was
annoying.
Standard. It was annoying. It was a standard sort of Chris Wood sort of goal, but they worked it quite well. I wouldn't really blame anyone for that type of goal, but I think the thing that we obviously did,
we scored more goals.
And, well, they were worked goals, so they were well worked, but I'll tell you what they were really well were, they were well finished. Morpay's finish was absolutely brilliant.
It's on the next level, and it makes me laugh. I was chatting to someone, I can't remember, and he goes to me, why did you bring, oh that's right, my mate Dave, DJ Dave, West Ham fan. Why did you bring Morpay back? He's rubbish. Why? I said, he's already scored that goal, 3 goals. And he's like, he's just a waste of time. Bang. I think, listen, Morpay, obviously heard my conversation with DJ Dave, and he's gone right in there, scored the goal, and as he does, he's the shithouser of the world. And he's gone, there you go, DJ and Dave.
I think he will benefit from playing alongside Ivan.
Yes.
There's the flick-ons, there's all of the sort of chaos, the concentration that defenders will place on Ivan, and I think you did see that to a certain extent tonight. They were paranoid, they were all over him, they weren't fouling him, they were physical without fouling him, but they were really, really concentrated on him, and I think that will give in the games to come other people more space, including more space. Neil, more space, and I think he'll take advantage of it. The finish tonight was a better finish than we've seen from him for a long time. That's probably the best goal he's scored for a long time, for seasons.
So, I mean, listen, the chill-out zone is there. You know, we've always been, again, I keep saying, I've been always been very relaxed about Brentford. The season finishes in May, it doesn't finish in February. You know what I'm saying? We need 3 more wins probably to be safe. We got one. You know, we're playing the likes of Sheffield United and Luton and all sorts of characters in between now and May. Yeah, you know,
we've still got to win those games, but I think as more and more players come back, you've got to be relative as confident as you can be that we'll not just scrape past relegation in 17th place, but we'll push up more mid-table. And I think we looked better tonight when Reguilon came on. I thought he looked quite good. He put himself about. He knew what needed to be done. He drew a couple of fouls in situations that, you know, when you've got a midfielder playing left back, they might not have drawn that foul. He let the ball go past him just to go straight out of play a couple of times when you sort of think other times people are going to interfere with the ball and just, you know, bring a little bit more pressure onto the team. And I was impressed with him when he came on. So I think it's looking good.
You beast. You beast. Come on, you beast. So bees in the house, and listen, this is a double bubble. The last time I had my man in the place, it was up at Forest, and things didn't quite go to plan for us then because we thought we might have got a win, and the equaliser came, and it was a bit frustrating, that one. However, this time, we've absolutely put this one to bed, haven't we? How happy are you?
Very happy. I think overall, we deserved to win the game. It was a cracking game of football, but it's a bit slightly concerning that we had to score 3 goals to win the game. But I thought that, you know, defensively, I thought in the last 10, 15 minutes, we looked really sound, actually. And that's quite a good positive. I thought Reguilon looked really good. And Tony was just like, he was just uninspired for me. That free kick was just magnificent. And, yeah, he just, every time he touched the ball, he was just on fire. He was just like, we just looked a totally different team tonight with him in there. And, yeah, just really happy. We needed that one.
We needed that one. I mean, I know you said you're concerned that we've had to score 3 goals to win the game. But the flip side I'm going to say to you is that we score 3 goals. And we always look, for me, we always look like scoring goals. Even at times that we don't score goals, we look like scoring goals. Today, we scored the goals, put the balls in the back of the net. We had some confidence behind us as well, even though we went behind. And that's always a good thing because, like I said, if you don't look like scoring goals or you don't create the chances, then you're in all sorts of trouble. It's the defensive side, which you pointed out a little bit earlier, still was a little bit shaky. But, I mean, if people don't know, they haven't watched the game. Reguilon didn't come on till probably the 75th minute, or he came on quite late in the game, probably because he doesn't know the name of his teammate, so he probably had to sit in the dressing room and actually learn who he's playing with before they actually brought him onto the pitch. But when he brought him to the pitch, he was very confident. He seemed to probably prefer to spend more time in the attacking half of the pitch than the defending half, which I thought was quite funny. But he was looking quite good. But yeah, things had changed by that stage, so which is all good. But I mean, Brentford today, I'm just saying, overall, you've got to imagine the fact that we're missing Risa. We're missing, I mean, a lot of people say Frank the Tank. Oh, no. But Frank the Tank is, you know, it's a particular type of player. If you want a tackler, you know, he's not a passer, but he's a tackler. He's a breaker downer. We're missing a couple of players as well. So you've got to give them credit, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought Yanout had a really good game. I thought at first, like, Damsgaard got turned a few times. Yeah. But I just thought he really grew into the match and did a really good job in the end. I thought Jensen in the second half was really creative and got on the ball a lot and dominated the match a lot more. And I thought Lewis Potter, he did everything but score. I thought he had a really good game. He wasn't really in the first half enough, but in the second half, I thought he really got into the game and he should have scored that chance he had. That was a bit of a sitter. But, it was a vital win. We just needed to get the job done. We can play better, but we.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Played well enough to win that match and the 3 points was the main thing.
You bees.
You bees.
Bees in the house. Tell you something. I'll tell you something. I love doing podcasts like this when everyone is bouncing, everyone wants to talk to you. Everyone, listen, I miss so many people coming down because it's like the people are just queuing up to talk to you. It's, sometimes you're like just chasing people around the stand trying to get them to talk to you and you've just lost. But this is very, very different today. Very, very different feeling. Like I said to you, I personally, I'm not going to just give you my feelings. I'm buoyant. I'm jumping. I think this season's been pretty flat. This is not disrespecting Brentford, it's just the way it is, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you've got to finish 12th or 14th or 16th or 8th, whatever it may be, it's like, yeah, whatever. And you're almost like, what am I looking forward to? Oh, I'm going to try and look forward to Chelsea. Yeah, Chelsea, Schmelchy, you know what I'm saying? But this game, a proper old school game. Nottingham Forest in the house, coming down, not happy with us. We'd rather take a 10-point deduction than send us Brennan Johnson. The beef was there, right, from day one. And they're going to come down there. Ivan Toney is all over the news. And they wanted to spoil the party. And I can listen. And I'm not saying this, but you know, listen. My Forest mates who might be listening to this, just give me a little chance to celebrate and enjoy this moment. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not disrespecting you yourself. But, you know, you come down there and you know that you've come down there wanting to try and spoil the party. And it could have gone horribly wrong after 2 minutes. But in the end, it was a marvellous, marvellous ending to the party. Somebody walked in with a cake and all the sparklers went off and it was brilliant. Neil Maupay, bang, in the back of the net. What an ending.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it's been quite a deflating season. It's felt quite pessimistic at the best of times. You feel like there's not been much to hope for. There's been a lot of injuries throughout the season, but today really was a shining light with Toney back. I was hoping I was going to start if he did four at the back, but no, but he's back. We've got Reguilón now. It was such a good game. Well, not in terms of football, but in terms of...
Vibes.
In terms of vibes and in terms of supporting, it was brilliant. First win in a few months.
Yes.
And it's hell of a day.
And like I said, and we Ted lassoed ourselves right up in Richmond early, and it's almost like, you know, it's just a lucky omen. You know, we sat in there in that pub, we sat down there, the Allard, you know, all sorts of characters sitting down there, just doing it. We thought we'll change it up, we'd make it a little bit different today, and it was very different, and maybe, you know, if supporters switch it up for games like this, like we've done, then maybe the Bees might switch it up and actually kind of get a result, especially if they're in a bad run, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm just saying the two times that I've been to the Lasso pub before games was today, and before that, it was last game of the season, last season, when we completed a double over Man City. It felt like we did something different today. I don't know what it was. I said it earlier, it was one of the most Griffin Park games of football we've played at the new stadium.
It was a championship game all over, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a very championship game. But it was one of those where the quality wasn't the highest, but, you know, we got done what we needed to get done. Brilliant goal by Toney. A goal by me when we needed it.
Great
and
header.
Then an excellent finish by Maupay for that third goal. I don't know how he managed to do that. It's nothing I've seen him do before, that kind of volley, but it was brilliant. Across the body. Love to see it.
We all love to see it. Listen, we don't want to kill ourselves crossing the road here, actually, because if that would have been made interesting podcast listening, actually, as you can hear, the car just... And actually, yeah, but no, that's not very funny at all, because it's very dangerous if you run across the road in front of a car, but we're fine and we're safe. We just thought we'd let you know.
We've made it.
We have made it, yeah. We're actually making our way back, actually. We're actually probably into the Nelson, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of these things that sometimes we do if you've had a little bit of a wind, so you take a little bit of an extra pub on the way back to the Globe. So we're going to pop in the Nelson, and we're going to see if there's any characters in there that we can talk to. Bees in the house. Listen, we've got bees in the house. Listen, they're all very, very happy. But listen, we're in the Nelson. We're in the Lord Nelson, which is not enemy territory because we're all friends here.
We are all.
But it's very, very different. Friends, yeah. It's a different vibe in this pub, isn't it? It's a very different vibe. But there still, it's full of bees.
It is very, very intelligent vibe in this pub, apparently. And,
that's right, and you're here as well.
Well, obviously, yeah, with you, Bill, yeah. But no, it was very, very a good game today. Obviously, Ivan made all the difference. Without him, I think we would have struggled today. His quality, his international quality, actually shone through today. His touches, he brought players into the game. I'm not sure quite why KLP was playing left back. He just was right out of the game. He, they brought him into the middle, gave him 5 minutes and then took him off. I really didn't understand that, and I'm sure he didn't either. I think he's going to be a bit worried about his future at Brentford, KLB.
KLB?
KLB,
but maybe they just weren't ready to put the Regulon in.
The Regulon, he came on, looked okay, but I'm not sure why we took him on loan and didn't start him in his position at left back.
We said that maybe he was actually in the dressing room learning everyone's names because he didn't know it before the game.
Well, that's not a problem, really. You just say John every time you go up for a ball and it's fine, isn't it? John. Oh, yeah, there is a John. But anyway, yeah, no, it was a good performance today. Did well after going 1-0
down. No, he wasn't playing.
After going 1-0 down, you know, were we panicking? I weren't panicking. I'm glad they scored that early because there was so much time to come back into the game, and we did. So, yeah, thank you very much, Bill.
You bees.
Cheers.
You bees.
What a game. What a tremendous... What a result. I see you drinking your pride there, and you feel relaxed.
I feel very happy now. A little relaxing pint of pride. And it was a very disjointed performance, I thought. But we've got a world-class player, which I never ever thought I'd say, watching Brentford. Ivan Toney was superb today. He could play balls I never even saw. And I sit on the edge, side of the pitch. He was a superb player. But it's a very disjointed performance. But who gives two hoots about it? We won today. And I'm a very, very happy bee.
You bees.
You bees.
You bees. You bees. You've got bees in the house, bees in the place, bees in the absolute... Listen, you've got a jug. You've got your jugs. Put the jugs away. Just tell me about that game.
It's an empty jug. It's a quite sad jug. It needs filling up. But I thought, first half, I was confused at a number of things. I thought, playing five at the back, we seem to have at least three players marking Wood. And also, I think in the whole of the first half, we didn't hit one ball long to Ivan. It was just as though we didn't know how to play with Ivan, with him coming back. But as Matt just said, he is a world-class player. For a first game in 8 months, he found his feet a little bit in the first half, but he was so on it in the second half. Just amazing. And whatever they say about all these behind closed doors games and under 21, 23 games, it's not the same as playing a Prem game. And he was incredible in that second half. And the free kick, amazing. You know, Damsgaard's not going to get near a free kick. People have been talking about Damsgaard. When is he going to have a free kick? He's not going to get anywhere near it anytime soon. And we so needed those 3 points.
You bees.
You bees.
Bees in the house. Bees in the house. We're in the Lord Nelson here. We've talked to characters over there on the left-hand side. We're talking now to characters on the right-hand side. Pass the Duchy on the left-hand side or the right-hand side. I don't know what side we're going to pass it on, but we need to know. Everyone's smiling today. Is there any particular reason why you're smiling?
Oh, I mean, it's probably just one name that's on everyone's lips, isn't it? But, you know, it's pretty special watching Ivan come back like that. It's hell of a game.
I'm going to ask a question. Like, obviously, it was really weird because it's like one of them things where it's almost like, I've worked in PR and I know what December and January are like. And January especially can be like slow news week things where all of a sudden they do the cat up the tree stories and all that kind of stuff. I used to run a Husky race, racing championship, right, for the Labatts. And for us, we used to run it in December and January because we knew that we'd get loads of PR because there's nothing else to write about, you know what I'm saying? So by the third week in January, like, we're literally front page of all the newspapers because we've got a couple of dogs running around on sledges in the snow. Slow news story. Now, the Ivan Toney thing, it went from nothing to boom. And it was literally all over the news and everyone was going on about it. But what that did is it put a load of pressure, I thought, on him and on us as a team. Because basically everyone's going, you need to deliver now. I'm going to ask you the question, do you think that was detrimental or do you think that helped us?
I don't know. I mean, this close to the game, my blood pressure's still going down. But, I mean, ultimately, yeah, because we won. I think, you know, when you watch that game... He was a cut above. Every touch, everything that came off made a difference, pretty much. So, he always says he thrives on the pressure and he wants it and he loves it. So, and he kind of, you know, he kind of did today. He thrived on it, and fuck it, I mean, he made one hell of a difference. So yeah, I guess it, you know, it worked out well. I suppose the timing as well of it, you know, as we're dropping down quite considerably, and probably I think it is like the worst Premier League form, right, we've had. It's like suddenly the spotlight's on for that reason. So it all culminated in the you know, the perfect sort of moment for him to come back. And yeah, we'll see. There'll be plenty of chat now as well anyway after the game.
And I mean, listen, we talked about his goal. It's a fantastic goal. But also, I'm gonna have to big somebody else up, because there's a somebody who people have had question marks about. Even we've questioned him. I've had people at the weekend going, what the hell? Why the hell is he in your camp? But the fact is that he scored 3-3 now. And that goal, that final goal that he scored, talk me through that one.
I mean, not much to say other than like that's quality, and that's that, you know, that's what we used to see from him. You know, I remember seeing some ridiculous goals from him where it was like proper striker goals. You know, getting that ball like that, turning and pinging it in was, yeah, quality. I did, you know, couldn't stop myself from turning to the guys next to me and said, you know, he's back now. And to be fair, yeah, 3-3, it's like you can't argue with that form. So hopefully, you know, pairing him in with Ivan, it's like we should be on the money now for some more goals. And yeah, only other person, well, not the only other person, but the other main person today I thought was outstanding was Vitaly. Like, in that, you know, big boots to fill with Norgaard gone, and you know, not that he was necessarily having to be sort of pinned there playing that role, but I thought he was pretty phenomenal.
Ubies,
what's that?
Ubies, come on. Bees in the house. We've got the Lambrusco, the Lulu, old school original bee in the place to be.
Hey, you know you make me want to shout.
Bees.
Shout.
Bees.
Shout.
Bees.
Shout.
Bees.
We got Ivan back.
We got Ivan back.
He put it in the net.
He put it in the net.
Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. We're gonna do it now. 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 And you make me feel alright.
Original Lulu.
Tony is back in the fold.
Original. Yeah. Yeah, you need to know. And listen, if you're old school, you know about the Lulu. Every away game, every coach, every team, Lulu is there with his songs in the place. Used to go to pubs at home and away. The song was in there. 200-300 people singing along to the things. You enjoyed that game, didn't you?
Loved it. Loved the return of the big Ivan. He was there. The king. The king has come back.
And he's back. But, I mean, just talk to me about that game, because we went behind early.
No, I mean, you know, like, preceding the game, it was a tough, you know, like, thinking about Notts Forest, they've had a lot of good results. It was a hard game. It was a really pressurised game. But, wow, did we turn it on today, eh?
And we turned it on today. I mean, Ivan, you know, scored a free kick. We've all talked about it as well, you know. And then, you know, like I said, we got in the lead as well, didn't we? We got in the lead. Was it 2-1? I can't remember. It's gone 2-1.
Yeah, we're 2-1 up.
We're 2-1 up.
Ben, me.
A bit frustrating when they scored their goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't work out. I mean, I thought we were quite on top when they actually got that goal. I mean, Chris Wood, striker, you know, prowess, comes in, gets a header in. But we actually, honestly, oh, I'm so proud of the boys today, because they actually, it was a hard game because so much pressure on us to do it today. And I really think we came up, you know, come up with the stuff, you know, because,
I mean, yeah, I'm going to say, we've talked a lot about the team. Yeah. Thomas Frank, okay? There's a lot of pressure on Thomas Frank as well today. He's like, you know, as people talk about, he's lost, what, 6 games in a row. I don't know what the stats are, because we don't really care. Because as far as, it's about end of May. That's when it really matters. But like, a lot of people going on about that. Brentford as a team, we're the team that goes, whatever. Right? If you're doing the right things, we don't mind. So Thomas knows that he's got that backing, and he continued to do what he's doing. And he, you know, and the, like I said, the club believes that he's doing the right things. He believes he's doing the right thing. But still, there is pressure on him today to deliver. And extra pressure as well with Ivan coming in and everyone saying, oh, with Ivan, but you've got to win.
There was a lot of present for Thomas and for Ivan. Ivan had to deliver in front of the cameras his first game back. You know, this lad is a fantastic footballer, and he still had to go to bed last night and think, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I've got to deliver. The media is all over him at the moment, and he still did it. This guy is worth his weight in gold for us and forever. You know, the suitors out there, they're going to be looking at him and going to be thinking, what a guy this bloke is, because he actually he clawed us out from 1-0 down, got the goal back at half time. I was saying to my son Ollie, saying, right, 1-1, we're still in this game, you know, we're so much now, we're still in this game. And now what did he do? He pulls out the bag second half. He's playing some fantastic football. He's actually a captain's role today, and I'm so proud of him, and I'm so proud of Thomas Frank for sticking by him.
I'm going to just say this as well, the earlier game of the game as well, and I've got a couple of my characters over in LA that are watching the game in the Cock and Bull, I think it was, 4:30 a.m. kickoff in Los Angeles, Arsenal versus Crystal Palace, and Arsenal gave Crystal Palace a right good spanking today. And you're thinking, why is he talking about Arsenal and Crystal Palace? But the reason why I'm saying that is that some people are saying it doesn't look like Arsenal need a striker, do they? I mean, or do they?
No, I don't think they do after today, do they? I mean, they're going to look today at 5-0 against Palace and think, you know, let's keep our, you know, let's keep our money and maybe to the summer.
So listen, you're an happy bee.
I'm a happy bee tonight. I'm going to sleep well tonight. I'm going to think about our next game. It's against who? Is it Tottenham? Tottenham, yeah. I'm going to think about how we strategically break them down and beat them.
You bees.
You bees.
So, yeah, back here in the spiritual home, the Globe. We're after the game here. A little bit quiet. Other Bees fans are just like, they've excited themselves out so much, they've had to go home and go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been too much. But listen, we're not going to bed because we're right in here. We're tucking right into all sorts of beverages, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. You don't have to drink to have a good time, as I'm going to say to everybody else. It's all about...
Yeah, it fucking helps, doesn't it?
it's all about the social, as I understand. And talk about the social. The Bees here, doing the social, they absolutely made the social... They instigated the social, the post-match social, with that match today, getting the result, didn't they?
I don't know, actually, Bill. I'm pretty tired. I might just go home and go to sleep.
But the match.
What match? What match? Oh, the big return of Ivan Toney. Is that what you're talking about, Bill? Three great goals. Brentford back to winning ways. We didn't gift anything. We didn't make any big mistakes. Forrest's first goal was actually pretty spectacular. Their second goal, couldn't really tell. But all in all, great game for Brentford, showing again, even though we've lost even more players since we've last played, there's still a team there. Ivan Toney obviously helps. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. More wins, more goals, more points,
more pay. You see what I did there?
And more pay.
Talk about more pay. I can say that to everybody else on that. Were you really happy when he scored? Because you know what he's like. He pleads red and white, doesn't he?
What a goal as well. What a goal as well. Absolutely brilliant goal. Straight to the corner flag for the celebration. Pokes his head up and like, what? Handball? How dare you? How dare you try and take that away from Neil Morpay? Outrageous. But goals in. I mean, also, I guess, showing a bit of a, you know, making a little bit of a point there that Ivan Toney's great, absolutely, but we can score goals. Ben Mee scored a goal. Neil Morpay scored an absolute banger of a goal. Ivan Toney, yes, absolutely, brilliant. Great free kick, a little bit cheeky, love that. We've definitely missed that. We haven't had any, you know, sort of...
shenanigans?
Shenanigans. Slight, very slight misbehaviour. It's nice to have it back. And I think just having confidence back generally within the team is going to make a big difference. And it's made a big difference today. You could clearly see on the pitch. That even though in a lot of the first half where we had very little possession, we didn't look that strong at the back. We came back out in the second half, exuded confidence, pure grit and determination, and that's the Brentford that I like to, that I like seeing. That's the Brentford that we've missed.
So are you very confident for the future? Listen, we're not talking about top six, but you, there's a bit of doom and gloom before this, but are you now confident about for the rest of the season?
I was never doom and gloom. From my perspective, we were always, you know, we haven't actually played City yet this season, and we all know that's an easy 6 points for Brentford. So doom and gloom, certainly not, but reinvigorated, absolutely.
Reinvigorated bees, you can see them. 3-2 versus Nottingham Forest today, the mighty Forest, the overspending Forest. I didn't say it, but he just said it there as well. The Forest, who spent more than they should have spent, and they couldn't get a result against the mighty, mighty Bees, who spent less than they should have spent. And then we'll have to sell one of our players to make sure that we've got more money to ensure that we keep in within the FFP, which if Forty fans are listening, you need to maybe just work out what FFP is about. Is that you have to sell your best players sometimes to ensure that you keep in within the financial regulations of the Football League. But anyway, we'll move on. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. I'm Billy Dewey, and I've had a marvellous day today. I've had a great day today. I've been to all sorts of pubs. I've had all sorts of laughs. I've had a brilliant laugh. It's been all sorts of good. We've got the Scottish Bees. We've got the Falkirk Bees in the half, and they're smiling away as we're here today. But like I said to you, it's been great. We're back on track. We only need probably two more wins to make sure that we're safe this season. Don't relax yourselves. Don't worry. Yeah, that's right. Man City. Don't worry about it. We'll probably get those two wins in May. If we lose all the rest between now and then, just enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your football. I'm Billy the Bee, and we can say come on, you bees. We actually beat Forest today. Very happy.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.